Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Pat Vaccaro from Scranton. She's using dogs to help college kids cope with COVID and with life. Oh, this is cool. Canines on Campus. Tell us about this pet therapy program at the University of Scranton. Why was it started and what does it do?
So a number of years ago, we at the university had noticed that around the time of finals and midterms, the students get super stressed. And a lot of students will say, oh, I miss my dog. And we just thought we'd start something where we'd ask faculty, staff, and staff to bring their dogs, their pets in, dogs, for students to pet them and just do kind of a stress relief, sit on the floor, pet a dog, and just feel better about yourself. And it was super, super popular. Mm-hmm. So we started it in a small auditorium the first couple years, and then we moved it to outside on a green, and we get over 1,000 students that walk through in the two-hour period to pet dogs.
Yeah. Well, I know if I'm coming home from a hard day of work or things are stressful in my life, you know, as soon as I see my two dogs, I instantly lightens the mood drastically.
It definitely does. I mean, research shows that the whole, you know, therapeutic thing that goes on with dogs, but especially with COVID, you know, we've seen more and more students asking here on campus to have like therapy animals or what they call emotional support animals. Mm. So this is more important now than ever.
Oh, I'm sure.
For students.
Yeah, COVID has changed the rules for all of us, and this is neat that you have this program there to help students, especially this time of year with added stress, with finals, and I understand this has been going on for quite a number of years.
Yeah, and the original thing, we were kind of laughed at by people. People were like, what the heck? That's not a great idea. And, you know, liability is always an issue with pets. But now we have, like, actual therapy animals, like, from different agencies and organizations that come, in addition to faculty, staff, students who have animals on campus. And sometimes parents drive in from New Jersey and New York with their son or daughter's pet. Mm-hmm. And they actually bring them. Like this year we had somebody a mom whose son couldn't come home for spring break and hasn't been home since Christmas. And she surprised him with Jake, his dog, and he was like almost in tears. You know, so
that's great. What kind of dogs are you using?
We had a St. Bernard. We had 10 labs. We had little dogs, big dogs, German Shepherds. It's just all dogs. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
And the students like the little poodly kind, and they love the big. We had our institutional advancement director has a huge St. Bernard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was there, and it's just a good mix. Not only are the kids happy, but the dogs look so happy.
Well, that's cool. The different strokes for different folks when it comes to the pooches. But just talk to us. And finally, Pat, what a neat program. The reaction from these students, and I guess it works. It probably does lower their stress level going into finals.
Well, you know, especially with COVID this time of year, their mental health is really at risk for a lot of students. There's so much pressure with school, and some kids are graduating and trying to, you know, keep their grades. Like, we have like really intense like students sometimes. So they're, you know, just to ease their mental health a little bit and to give them a break to just kind of come and be. This year, it was funny because we usually do have it outside, and there was a tent that we had to use because it rained. We had students waiting in line like 20 minutes in the pouring rain to get into that tent to see the dogs. So it's just something they need, and it just makes them happy. And you know what? Isn't that what our work is all about?
That's Pat Vaccaro from Scranton, PA, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.